I find love and friendship in this new day? Will some of the stigma and blame finally fall away from being gay today?
Will I at last feel I'm safe, living out and open? Do I have the heart or the hope to help me cope with being gay today?
Will even the word gay soon become passé? A verbal antique.
Will gay become chic or both?
And
flags bearing rainbow flags are everywhere. Will gay be so common people just won't care that we are gay today?
Will all of the strides we have made bring on a new day?
Can backlash and fear begin sweeping them away?
Has gay become cliche?
Will I love lots of men?
Will I ever get married?
Will I find the man
that I am searching for? Will I find
lasting love and more?
Will I need a home where I am safe and that is warm and loving?
I'd like to have
I need a family sharing love and life.
Will I be protected by those I've elected? And will we be guided, at last be united?
Will men that are frightened soon be enlightened? Will hatred and fear at last disappear and be replaced with love?
As I move toward a future that from here seems so unclear, can I find my way and make a difference too?
Can I contribute?
I'd like to change this world.
Can I succeed?
I must succeed
in making a better world for me.
Will I ever feel I belong? Can I find happiness in myself? When will I find love for life? Will there be more death than strife?
I love that musical. It came out in 2000 and was called Bed Boys and Beyond. This is J.D. Doyle for part two of Queer Music Heritage. And this month I'm digging into my gay musicals collection, which is quite extensive. I'm bringing you old and new songs, and many you may have missed. I saw this delightful musical at its original venue, the Duplex, in New York City, and was completely charmed by the music and lyrics. Written by Jeff Dobbins and Alfredo Alvarez, the show explores much of the gay dynamic of looking for Mr. Right, even in department stores, and learning to be yourself. I can't resist sharing two more of its songs, Mr. Right and its title track, Bed Boys and Beyond.
Could this be the night I find Mr. Right, the man I've been waiting for? As we share a frappuccino, our eyes will meet and we know that it's true, and eternal love.
I'm looking for Mr. Right now, a red hot man for just tonight. Gonna shop the meat market and work the dance dance floor for a piece of what I'm hungry for.
We'll take long romantic walks.
Don't want his number or name.
We'll have intimate talks.
Small talks all the same.
In which we plan our life together.
Just slam bam, thank you, Sam. Aren't you glad you came?
Hope I get what I want tonight, Mr. Right Night.
The three most important elements for meeting men are location, location, location.
In the heart of Chelsea, there's a great big store where I pick up home decor, sometimes even more. I go shopping for a husband at Bed Boys and Beyond. A man that I can nest with, my folks will be impressed with. A dreamy, clean-cut guy with whom I long to buy furnishings for our tasteful home. You may want to take notes. My methods are precise. I cruise every section twice, appraising the goods and checking out the merchandise. I may saunter up the aisle and flash a naughty smile at a hunky cutie who is dressed in J. Crew. Or sometimes I'll share a sly come hither stare with a securities investor with a new citrus zester. I love making up pet names while choosing tasteful frames that will someday fill with photos of us. Browsing for towels to monogram, matching pillowcase and sham, dreaming of the day he meets me in designer sheets. A man to settle down with, to buy a place uptown with. I want nothing cheap or shoddy, but a real homebody. A quality homo for the home. Is there something you need?
Yeah, a good long screw.
What?
A replacement screw. Like this one?
Over there, near the stud finders.
Thanks.
All that hardware so exciting that I nearly blow a gasket as I take his inventory and eye his brimming basket. I know he'll understand when I offer a hand with his package. Whoa, I love shopping for a husband at Bed Boys and Beyond.
The man who I'll move in with,
commit a mortal sin with. Every tchotchke that we find is another tie to bind.
Us for eternity.
Oh God, this is the morning after. Shelley Winters have to drown, and now I want her swimming medal. It'll go so well with my new gown. Is it too late? I'm almost 30.
nights and evening after. After all, I brought 8 pairs of pumps. But all these stairs are unforgiving. Why am I stuck here on this dump?
If I could swim, I'd jump this liner.
Subsequently,
following,
almost,
during,
halfway behind, in back of, and oh yes, after the evening.
Blushing like a bride-to-be, you're holding hands with me. Don't know what's in store, now we're something more than friends. Just what we'll have to see. All I know for sure, you're gonna see it all with me. So shout it loud and clear, we're here, we're in love and we're queer.
Of course, the song The Evening After was a parody of The Morning After, a big hit from the movie Poseidon Adventure. It was from a Toronto show called Cruisin', which set all their campy fun on a cruise ship. And after that, a quickie called Marry Me, from the 2011 musical by that name. I love, love this next show. It's called Bear the Musical, and I think it's the best gay musical in years. I got to feature it on my February 2008 show, where I interviewed one of the writers, Damon Intrabartolo, and I'm pulling a quote by him about the show. And then I'm playing my favorite song from it, You and I.
Bear is a musical that tells the story of a group of seniors, boys and girls, in a Catholic school during their last semester. The central relationship in the story is that of Peter and Jason, who are challenged with keeping their love secret under the watchful eyes of their friends, their parents, and of God and the church.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
lollipop, a puppy. How about a baseball bat? There's one in my pants.
Oh, thank you.
My mom, she said to never talk to strangers. So kisses out of the question then.
I'll take a chance.
So where were you?
Online.
Asleep.
Like half the congregation.
So are we damned?
I stayed awake as long as I could.
Good Catholic. I say, we go fall asleep together.
Do you?
Should I bring my baseball bat?
I think you should.
Jason,
you're a superstar, man.
Jason,
okay, they couldn't guard you.
Jason,
it's always the same.
No, let's duck in here and
Jason,
have a date for prom yet?
Jason,
did you lose my number?
Jason,
this is all just a game. You and I, you take my hand, leaving me breathless. Take a look in these big blue eyes so you'll understand and know why we whisper in hallways. I'll be with you always, running together forever, you and I.
Tell me why I should trust you when the girls all lust to touch you.
Cause when I have you near me, I go out of my mind. Need help there?
You're cute, and it's tough to argue with the hard on.
Think that you could lend a hand here
if I had the time.
Jason,
Peter, don't you worry.
Jason,
cause I wouldn't leave you.
Jason,
not even for Zach.
Go.
Hey, looking good, man.
Jason,
what we have is perfect.
Jason,
and we'll tell my mother.
Jason,
let's lay off the crack. You and I, you take my hand, leaving me breathless. Take a look in these big blue eyes so you'll understand and know why we whisper in the hallways. I'll be with you always, running together forever, you and I.
There's something that I want to ask you. Don't say no, just hear me out. After school, they hold auditions, something just to think about, and
God, you said the same thing last year. You know acting's not my thing. Plus, I might go out for baseball, and I neither dance nor sing.
You have never mentioned baseball. You haven't played since we were 12. And as for acting's not my thing, it's obvious it's something else.
I don't act.
I think we're the best act this school has ever seen.
So take a bow, and I'll
know what I mean. Just a thought, forget I brought it up.
Now think about tonight, when everything is right. We'll shut off all the lights
and cuddle in bed and see how far we get. Is that supposed to shut me up?
Yes,
sure.
You and I, you take my hand, leaving me breathless. Take a look in these big blue eyes and you'll understand. Know why we whisper in hallways. I'll be with you always, running together. Miss me. Forever, you and I.
By the way, the singers on that were James Snyder and Matt Doyle, and both have been quite active on Broadway and television. Doyle released an excellent CD last year, and his latest movie, a gay one called Private Romeo, is out on DVD in June. This next show is also about teenagers, and I almost missed it. It's called Glory Days, and was released in 2009. It's a story musical, and of course it's difficult to pull a couple of songs and have it make sense, but I much enjoyed the entire soundtrack. To set the scene, four best friends are meeting 1 year after graduation, on their high school football field. One of them comes out to the others, who do not deal with it so well. The songs I picked are My Three Best Friends, Open Road, and The Thing About Andy.
Look at this field, look at this perfect field. The possibilities are endless here. Just white lines, no boundaries to hold us here. Except for time and so much history. Imagine what has happened here. All the stories, games that have been won, and friends having fun come coming back for one perfect night right here. This is the story of four best friends when we're in one place and night never ends. We talk about things that matter and then in the same breath act like we're 10 and then do it all over again. We're from just imagine this kind of town where the popular clique keeps you down. If you can't put on pads and make cavemen sounds as you knock smaller kids than you to the ground. Doesn't that sound fun to be around? We were never big enough or fast enough to keep up with all of them, but we were always smart enough and quick enough to know we'd be better in the end than the seniors from the football team who wouldn't let us play. We couldn't catch a run as fast, so they told us we were gay. They tried to make us worship them, but we like things our way. Just me and my three best friends. Skip is the second, Jack's the voice of reason, and Andy's the reason that Skip is a cynic. It's sick, it's like if oil and water couldn't mix. There's something about us that just clicks. Cause I am the glue that holds us together. Observer, inventor, and soul documenter. Constantly watching the constant incentive to keep moving forward and always remember where we started from and how far we've come since the days when we had no one. But we formed this perfect union and an era had begun. We get this life so differently than anyone our age chooses to see. Me, my three best friends. Your best friends open up your mind to parts of you you couldn't find. They saved my life freshman year, and I thank them every day. Right here. We've been away for way too long, and all that time alone felt wrong, cause we belong right here. And we're coming back tonight to remember what we were like and pick up right where we let go almost a year ago. I know this story so well, and it is mine to tell because it is happening to me and my three. Yeah, me and my three. Yeah, me and my three best friends.
Well, I took a month off from school and decided to go on a trip. So I packed my bags and kissed my mom goodbye. And I got into my car. What a lousy piece of shit. But I didn't care cause I just needed to try and go driving down the coast in the nice days or the rain. I wore the same clothes and got food on the go. I tore around those curves, just speeding through the plains. Sometimes I went so fast, I wanted to explode. Cause it was just me and the open road. I stopped at all the parks and slept under the sky. And when I woke, I drove the rest of the day. I took shortcuts through people's yards and ran my gas tank close to dry. And when I sped by cops, I knew just what to say. After the 14th time, when I was driving through the east, my windows rolled down low. There was so much air that I could hardly breathe. I taught myself the land from the Blue Ridge to Poconos. I became an expert on how the traffic flows. On the open road. Then I met this kid who wanted to go cross country. offered him a ride. We learned about each other's lives as we talked all through the night. And when he thought the time was right, he kissed me in the car beneath the starless sky. And with that kiss, he opened up my mind. And we went driving. We were driving. We were driving. Just me, a beautiful boy.
He's never been like us, that's been clear since back then. So the fact that he'd change without telling us when is not too surprising, 'cause it's always been clear that there's something going on here with Andy. The thing about Andy is how close we are to him, how much we still don't know. Andy, the thing about Andy is why he shuts down so fast and acts like he can't let go, so he won't have to show. The thing about maybe, the thing about Andy is he doesn't know himself the way that his best friends do. Maybe the truth is that Andy just isn't as smart as us, so how can we expect him to?
Maybe that's not true. And we don't know Andy.
But how can that be? He's still the person next to since we were kids.
Obviously, the best friend you thought you knew would never do what he just did. It's embarrassing that we can look so hard and still not see
what someone else could feel for you
when you don't make a move.
What fake friends say and real friends do.
Just another way to prove that I never really knew. The thing about Andy, the thing about Andy is how much he doesn't get the work that a best friend does.
Andy, the thing about Andy is he's better friends with us than we are to him, because
there never really was a thing about Andy.
The show closed after one performance on Broadway. A pity, as I think it deserved much more attention. In the next show, the hero is slightly older and is in college, and just exploring his sexuality. In this case, in a public restroom.
I come to college and I don't know a soul. So I go to my classes and I go straight home. All of my new self-discovery doesn't matter to these people who don't know me. I thought in college I could really learn the way I would learn how to be gay. But where are they? So I stare in every face that passes in the hall for a flicker of recognition or a sign, however small, with no idea of what I'm trying to find, just the vaguest sort of hope of finding my own kind. Then I discovered in the most unlikely place, it was really just a trace. Not even a face. So I'm sitting there minding my own business when tap, it startled me. Tap, then suddenly I was aware you could hear a pin drop out there. Strange. Too quiet for a situation like this. Where is that hiss? That sound of piss? Strange. All of us sitting there silently. None of us doing anything but sitting there silently. The tension was unbearable. Something's going on, I could tell. I couldn't figure out what the hell it was. What do you do in a men's room except what everyone normally does? Tap! While we're all pretending to crap, this guy puts his foot through the gap under the stall and goes, tap! I didn't understand it all. That's when I saw the hole in the wall and another in the door to the stall. Then I heard a creak. I got up to peek. Someone's opening a door. Whatever for. Oh. I know. Suddenly I know. Yes, of course I know. So I watch the show from behind my door. After that tableau, I think I know the score. And I feel a warmth, a glow inside me. I can feel it grow inside me. I found them, my people, at last. Here they are. The men, the boys, I can find them anytime here. No hassles, no waiting, don't have to bother dating. And you don't have to spend a dime here. Anytime I want them, the men, the boys, like a kid who's discovered a sack full of toys. 1, 2, tap your shoe. 3, 4, open your door. 5, 6, pull out dick. 7, 8, fornicate. 9, 10, start again. All you have to do is tap your shoe and get the men, the boys. And then a noise, someone's coming. Quick! Amazing. He didn't notice them. Half a dozen guys, nothing moving but their eyes, as if they were a mural, a fresco, a frieze. This one probably could have stayed down on his knees. Amazing. He didn't notice anything. Half a dozen guys, nothing moving but their eyes and their feet. This is really gross. But it's kinda neat.
T for tap and two for tea. Me do you and you do me. Won't you meet me in the tea room? That old
so sleazy as can be. Room, boom, boom, ba, boom, boom, ba, boom, boom, ba, boom. Doom, doom, da, doom, doom, da, doom, doom, da, doom. In the boom, boom, room. The men, the boys. 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 Make love all you want, just don't make any noise. 1, 2, tap your shoe. 3, 4, open the door. 5, 6, pull out dicks. 7, 8, masturbate. Fornicate, copulate. 9, 10, start again. All you have to do is tap your shoe and get the men, the boys. And then a noise, someone's coming.
Oh, yes!
There they are, the men, the boys. I can find them any time now. A few hassles, lots of waiting. God forbid you run into a guy you're dating. And I'm wasting lots of time now. Still, whenever I need contact,
the men, the boys,
I know where to go to find it.
The men, the boys,
I have found my people.
The men, the boys,
and who can pass up all those lovely toys?
All you have to do is tap your shoe and get the men, the boys.
Oh, I spent a good part of that year doing the tea room circuit. Bower Hall, Women's Studies, Tally Pavilion, Poli Sci, Shower Stall, in the locker room, alley behind Sigma Chi. And that's just on Wednesday before my anthro class. I was having a great time, and I was hating it. It was so easy, but then I'd see these older guys in there, and I'd think, well, is that me? Is that where I'm heading? The weird thing is that after a few months and many men, I realized I hadn't met anyone. I was still walking the halls looking for a friend. Him, him, him. I've had him and him and him. Well, I've maybe had him, but with clothes it's not the same. I'm sure I've had him, and Christ, was it a shame. Him, he was great. I did him twice. He was hot and nasty and sweet and nice. I think he even told me his name. But I forgot. Oh, but he was hot. And I think that he just winked at me. But he walked away, so maybe not. Anytime I want a lover, I know how to dig one up. Anytime I need to get off, I know where to fill my cup. But anytime I need a shoulder, anytime I need a hand, when I want to share my dinner, who is there to understand? Maybe I'm doing this wrong. Maybe I'm doing this wrong. How much true love can a boy get when he's sitting on a toilet? Will I ever really fall for a man I meet in a stall? Maybe I'm doing this. Maybe I'm doing this. Maybe I'm doing this wrong. These weren't my people. This was just a quick way to have sex. I needed friends to help me figure out this being gay thing. You know, role models, a gang, a group, something. No, it was time to try something else. And who knows, while I was out looking for it, maybe I would find true love. I thought it was possible then. I still do. Old habits die hard, though. At the park, in my car, at the library, in my classes, in a movie, at a market, in a restaurant, at the cleaners, I've always got one ear cocked, listening for the tape.
He covered lots of ground there, and that was just the third song in the show. He ends up way out of the closet, and the show was called The Ballad of Little Mikey, The Birth of an Activist. Its recording was released in 1994, and it was written by Mark Savage with Mark W. Smith in the title role. You may have noticed there are just not too many lesbian musicals, but this is one. It was written and produced by Faith Soloway and was called Miss Folk America. It's a parody of beauty contests and even featured some artists I know, Katie Curtis and Mary Gaucher, who were cast as Miss Cambridge and Miss Dorchester. But after the intro, I'm going to play a song by Megan Toohey, Miss Jamaica Plain.
Sensation, the Bar Mitzvah Boys. I'm Morningstar.
And I'm Shofar Levy.
We're your mistresses of ceremony for this very exciting night.
Keeping you abreast of all 12 breasts.
Ladies, take it away.
And now for the first portion of the talent competition, we present Miss Jamaica Plain, Megan Toohey.
Oh, I coach soccer at Garfield High. I play softball every Sunday at the park right near the Y. My life is simple, yet it lacks spice. My to-do list is not naughty, nor neither is it nice. My friends have potlucks. I bring the entree. Yeah, the gals, they all love my shepherd pie. But when it's over, they all leave coupled. I go home to my duplex and I cry. Being queer in Revere is getting hotter every year. Wicked lonely, wicked hairdos, wicked hotter every year. Also being Jewish in Revere is even hotter than being queer. There's no good deli. I schlep to Brookline just to get a bagel mit a schmear. Sometimes I want to drive up Route Run to the Hilltop Steakhouse on a packed Saturday night, rip off my sweatshirt, get on one of those big plastic cows and yell, Revere, I'm queer and I'm way up here. But till then, I'll re-rent videos like Personal Best, Claire the Moon, and Desert Hots. And when it gets to that steamy love scene, I'll draw the blinds and maybe diddle with my twats going on inside of me. Something is stirring this melody. I gotta be more than my pedigree, more than here, more than queer in Revere. Cha cha cha.
Our true self was hidden, boyfriends forbidden, back in the gay old days. Those photos we mailed for, we could have been jailed for, back in the gay old days.
Back in the dark ages,
you dared not speak its name.
We were just going through stages with only ourselves to blame.
While our folks like slow tunes,
we only liked show tunes
back in the gay old days.
Though our shrinks were gentle,
they still called us mental
back in the gay old days. Those sailors we pined for, we could have reclined for during our patriotic phase back in the gay old days.
We were unstable,
we loved Betty Grable
back in the gay old days.
It sure wasn't easy,
homos were sleazy
back in the gay old days.
Although times were gloomy, we got through it with you-know-who.
When you're with someone like Boomy, bars were gay when he got through.
Yes, sir!
We looked for kind faces
in all the wrong places
back in the gay old days.
Things really got dreary
when cops called us dearie
back in the gay old days. It was until Stonewall we broke through our own wall. That day we marked with praise and said farewell. Go to hell, you gay old days.
Is anybody happy?
Thank you very much. Next, number 47.
Hi.
She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to make money, but I'll try, by God, I'll try. I'll go out and make it, or steal it, or take it, or
thank you. Next.
It's all the pianist's fault.
Hey, watch out for the pianist. He drinks.
Hi. I forgot my music. Do you know they're playing our song? They're playing our song. Oh, yes, they're playing our song.
Thank you.
Hey, buddy, don't you listen to the cast albums, huh? Yes, this sounds like white bread. I'm telling Marvin Hamlisch. This is ridiculous. I can't believe they let some of
I'm sick of playing their songs, I'm sick of playing their songs. And while I'm playing their songs, all I think about is I'm so bored. Don't say a word how they sing every measure off key. They're quick to condemn that I don't follow them. And when they make mistakes, they point the finger at me. I'm sick of playing their tunes and wasting my afternoons. I could be waxing my floor or getting milk from the store. If only I could get up and run and tell the next fella to sing a cappella, and I'll be back when he's done. The baritone's weird, the belter is slow. One of them yells at my piano. The soprano is sweet, the bass is profound, but it's my B7 chord that gets them all off the ground. So when the next one comes on and asks you where have I gone, just tell him I'm in the jam, cause I got sick, I'd sing a playing, sweating and praying. And playing their song.
After Miss Folk America was Back in the Gay Old Days from the 2005 musical Trolls. And after that was Fred Barton. His early success was in the original version of the ongoing hit show Forbidden Broadway. And from that first production in 1984 was him playing piano and then singing one called Audition Sequence. And no, not all of the actors in the Forbidden Broadway series were gay, but of course some were. In the 1997 show Forbidden Broadway Strikes Back, Brian Batt, known for the TV show Mad Men, gives us Too Gay for You, Too Hetero for Me.
It
was my lucky day one day on Avenue A when they drove me in a limousine to Broadway. They said, darling, you're a dear and the queer of the year, but tone it down or else the straight suburban crowd will disappear. Be cheetah, evita, just don't act up. Please do as we say, you're just a pup. Don't be too fey on old Broadway. Well, I heard that before, and this is what I say. Hey, too gay for you, too hetero for me. Too gay for you, too hetero for me. We agreed on a fee and a 6-month guarantee, plus a bonus if I dress up like a Christmas tree. Now who could foretell I'd win awards as well? But playing to the blue-haired girls is candy wrapper hell. They keep expecting Evita in all her glory. Not a drag queen tale or a lesbian story. Each bridge and tunnel booby says, oy, what a show. They tell me, get a girlfriend. I just say no. Too gay for you, too hetero for me. Too gay for you, too hetero for me. Back on the street and my life is sweet. I'm rocking and wig stocking to the funky beat. It's all relative to where and when you live. It's the same, I repeat, on that Broadway street. Sing it. Too gay for you, too hetero for me. Too gay for you, too hetero. Whoa, whoa.
I was raised to have values of my forbearance. My parents would be proud. So forgive this vulgar phrase which now I shall use. God, I need to get plowed. To hell with romance, just drop your pants. I wanna be a slut. I've searched far too long for the perfect affair to be swept off my feet, but now I don't care. As long as my feet end up in the air, oh, I wanna be a slut. I don't need a ring when I'm in a sling. I wanna be a slut. I'm eager to please. I'm down on my knees, 'cause I wanna be a slut. You be the grill, baby, I'll be the meat. I'll be the harbor and you be the fleet. My face is a chair, now please have a seat. Oh, I wanna be a slut. You don't have to be rich with your own private villa. You just have to hump like a teenage gorilla. You don't have to be all that buff or a jock boy. Let's cut to the chase. Let's see your cock boy. All guilt is ceased. Pretend I'm a priest. I wanna be a slut. In the jar in the mall, giving head in the stall. I wanna be a slut. Call me Maxwell, I'm good to the very last drop. Call me bitch, call me whore, go ahead, call a cop. Whoever you call, just be sure he's a top. I've tattooed a target on my butt, 'cause I wanna be a...
It's like Will Rogers always used to say, I never met a man I didn't like.
'Cause I wanna be a slut.
God made all different types of people with different jobs to do. He made all of the breeders to make more gays like you and you. So sure they might be jealous, don't listen to what they say. You're just the way he made you. God loves gays. God loves gays. God loves gays. Each one of you is special. hiding. They're the ones who love to shout. They need to know God loves them to help them with their coming out.
God is going to send you to the fires of hell.
God loves gays, honey.
Being gay is an abomination, and the only thing worse than being an abomination is being a Jew.
God loves gays, Mary. God loves gays.
God loves gays.
God loves gays.
Yes, he does.
Each one of you is special in your own gay way. And it doesn't matter if you are butch or fey. Say just the way he made you. Oh, God loves gays, honey. God loves gays, Mary. No matter what your job is, he loves you the way you are. You can be a politician or working in a leather bar. God loves all he created, no matter what people say. Stay just the way he made you, 'cause he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves. He loves.
Ah, the big gay musical, 2009's Over the Top Romp, with Daniel Robinson singing I Wanna Be a Slut. And only Marty Thomas could have taken God Loves Gays to those Dreamgirls heights. I understand from one of the show's writers, Rick Crom, that a sequel is in the works, and I read it'll be called The Bigger, Gayer Musical. This is J.D. Doyle, and gosh, time goes so fast on these shows. There's much more I want to play, so that will be in part 3. But closing this segment is a fun show from last fall called Little House on the Ferry. And that's the ferry going to Fire Island. Not only is the music fun, but this is the first time you can buy a soundtrack on a flash drive. Yes, you can buy the drive with the show's name on it and containing all the songs, plus the playbill, photos, and more. Pretty cool. The show's closer is We're on Fire Island.
Work is over, was so mundane. Left the city, I took a train. A destination is on my brain. Beach and sun and waves.
And waves.
I catch the ferry to cross the bay.
Your face,
think what's your name?
You size me up. We play the game,
disembark. I feel the spark when we're on fire. Island, tell everyone you know that there's a place to go. On fire, island, a weekend holiday where we can get away. Fire, island, yeah, in the surfing sand. You can light. You're gonna make me ignite. We'll hit the bar, they call it tea.
See someone staring right back at me.
He'll say hello. I wanna be kissing, hugging, touching,
touch it.
I'll say, hey stranger, don't play no games. These parts just
silent. Your life could change. Your expectations can rearrange which path to follow.